Tim Lammers is joining me every week to give me a little bit of updates of what I can do at home when I'm streaming or things that I can be thinking about when movie theaters do open back up. It's brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. Tim, thanks for being here today. How are you?
I am well, Kelly. Thank you very much. And you're right. Theaters are open again and playing in theaters and new on premium video on demand is News of the World. It's set 5 years after the end of the Civil War, where former Confederate Captain Jefferson Kyle Kidd, played by Tom Hanks, travels from town to town across Texas with a set of newspapers, and for a dime apiece, he reads the News of the World to anyone who wants to hear it. Between towns, though, he finds an orphan 10-year-old girl, but since she was taken by the Kiowa Native American tribe and raised by them, she can't speak English to tell Captain Kidd her story. So, with nobody to care for her, Captain Kidd takes it upon himself to care for the girl until he delivers her to her aunt and uncle, but at the risk of the rugged terrain and, worse, some very bad people they encounter along the way. Now, News of the World could best be classified as a Western because of the setting and the time period. And while there is gunplay, it's not exactly High Noon or Gunfight at the OK Corral. It's more like a True Grit sort of Western. And while the film takes a while to get up to speed, it finally settles into being a gritty, intense, and ultimately heartfelt story marked by a stellar performances by Tom Hanks and a German actor named Helena Zengel, who is brilliant as the orphaned girl. News of the World, again, is playing in theaters and new on premium video on demand. Also on video on demand is Wander, a crime mystery thriller starring Aaron Eckhart as a private detective named Arthur, who's weighed down by lots of emotional baggage, who also runs a conspiracy theory podcast in the Southwest with his best buddy, played by Tommy Lee Jones. When the detective gets a call on the show from a woman who says her daughter was murdered, he decides to take on the case, Arthur that is, decides to take on the case, and realizes it may be tied to an accident that killed his young daughter and left his wife catatonic. So he travels to a small sleepy town called Wander, where he discovers a huge conspiracy theory involving many of the people there. But since Arthur has been mentally unstable since the loss of his daughter, he's having a hard time convincing anybody the conspiracy is real. As you had guessed, the acting is solid in Wonder. It's just the tone of the movie that's weird. It's got a very quirky feel, and while the film appears to be a crime thriller on the surface, it surprisingly ventures into sci-fi territories. This is one of those movies that I would classify as just okay, and if you tighten it up, it'd probably work on an episode of The Outer Limits. Wonder is new on video on demand.
The Outer Limits. Forgot about The Outer Limits. That's
well,
fun.
You know, everybody gives the love to The Twilight Zone, right?
Yeah.
So,
yep.
You know, The Outer Limits has got a weirder edge to it, maybe more of a sci-fi edge to it. I've always felt anyway. So, yeah, I'm going to stick that one in that category.
Okay.
But, yeah, Wander definitely is one of those movies I think we'll find an audience. I just think that, people think, there's going to be a murder mystery. All of a sudden, it's this conspiracy thing with... You know, this. I don't want to exactly tell you what the sci-fi element is, but
yeah.
It's definitely sci-fi.
When you say sci-fi and you talk about that, I always think of another one that was in a weird, kind of a weird place was John Goodman was the bag. It was like Cloverfield or...
Oh, there you go. Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
That one was...
Yeah.
That could have been
Cloverfield Lane.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That could have been classified as an Outer Limits kind of show. That was a weird one. It was interesting and it was good, but I was like, is this really happening the whole time? You don't know if what's happening is in their imaginations or if it's real or, it's
and
bizarre.
That's a great film to compare it to, this Wander, Kelly, because that's exactly what, you know, you're looking at Aaron Eckhart's character. Mm-hmm. And again, he suffered this great trauma in his life. And yes, he's on meds. He's taking, therapy sessions. He's really doing his best to deal with this situation. And you do wonder, is this really going on? Is this in his head? What is going on?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, part of the mystery is that, you know, apart from the murder mystery itself.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, then it gets into a deal that's again, definitely sci-fi. It's not aliens or anything like that. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
It doesn't go into the X-Files sort of territory.
Sure.
But yeah, it definitely has that sci-fi spin.
Now, this one is only video on demand. It's not in the theaters.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. This one is, you know, I think a lot of these films were meant for theaters. I think this one probably would have done better anyway, just on video. But it's a $6.99 price range, you know, on your Amazons, your Redboxes, you know, Redbox.com, you know, Fandango, anywhere you can rent videos on demand. So, yeah, I mean, a premium video on demand, such as News of the World, that's $20. But
right.
That's also in theaters. But no, this one's about $7 if you want to spend that one on. Like I say, it's a just okay film to me. It's not a good film. It's not a great film, but it's not a bad film either.
Sure. That makes sense. Now, Tom Hanks with News of the World, whenever I hear Tom Hanks, I'm like, I think he cannot have a bad movie. And we just can't do it because he's one of those actors that you're like, if he's in it, I'm going to watch it because I feel like I've never really been disappointed by Tom Hanks.
No, not at all. And I think the big key there is that, yes, Tom Hanks is in it, but also because he's Tom Hanks, then, you know, some very talented filmmakers want to get him in their movie. excuse me, Kelly, but in this particular case, the name of the director is Paul Greengrass, and if you remember the film Captain Phillips with Tom Hanks, he directed that. He did a film called Flight 93, which is about I guess almost like a docudrama about Flight 93 on September 11, 2001. He directed that one, and that was the first film that I can remember seeing with Paul Greengrass directing. But in between that, too, I mean, he's had the Bourne movies, you know, Jason Bourne, the Matt Damon movies as well. So this guy is extremely talented. So when you get, yes, those two major forces together, a great filmmaking force and a great acting force together, generally you're not going to get disappointed. And that's definitely not the case here.
Okay. Now, News of the World, I mean, this sounds like actually a different way to take a movie. I don't know if I've ever really heard of a movie kind of doing this thing, a guy that travels around and tells people about what's going on in the world.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what I love about this, Kelly, is the originality of the film. I mean, yes, I mean, you have your Westerns, you got your good and evil, you have all that, but yet the main premise is rooted in this whole idea of you know, back after the Civil War. I mean, obviously, you know, we didn't have the internet back then, you know, didn't have our smartphones. I mean, how did news travel? Yes, you had your small town newspapers, but also you got to remember there might not be, you know, people able to, there might be people that aren't able to read.
So this
is a way for people to gather in a public space. You know, he explains why he does what he does, in the film, and I don't want to give that away. But, you know, he goes town to town, charges a dime for anybody who has a dime. And next thing you know, he's got this large public space where he reads these stories. Some of them serious, yes, but some of them more news of the weird sort of stories.
Yeah.
And it almost becomes like a performance in a sort of way. But you almost have to wonder. Now, Paul Greengrass was the co-writer of this film. It's based on a book, and then he wrote the screenplay with somebody else. You almost wonder, this must have happened. This must be rooted in some sort of truth.
You'd think so.
And you know, so that makes it interesting. And if so, how come we've never heard of it before?
Right.
It's weird. It's weird. So yeah, there's a lot of interesting things that could get you interested in this movie.
You know, I always do think about these things, like when you're watching something like Pirates of the Caribbean, and you're watching how people trade jewelry and things like that, even though that's kind of a comedy, far-fetched thing. But you watch how these kind of things happen, what people use for money or what they think is of value, and how does news travel person to person
Exactly. Well, you know, but, you know, again, it's not exactly far-fetched either, where, you know, beaver pelts and, you know, and the pioneers and trading different this and that for the other thing. I mean, I guess that's not unusual either if you think about
it.
But how did news travel? And you find out here, and there's a really, again, he encounters some really bad people along the way for different sorts of reasons. And one, in particular, I tread very carefully here because I don't want to give away too much, but, there's one people who perceive the news differently than another set of people.
Sure.
And their news, their only truth is in the place that they live.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really, really interesting. It's really engaging. And I mentioned her in the, you know, in the beginning, but I think what's really amazing about this movie is this 10-year-old actor. Her name is Helena Zengel from Germany. She was a big star in Germany with this one film, and I can't even remember what the name of the film was, but it got her on Paul Greengrass's radar, and he cast her in this movie. So how often do you see an actor that comes out of nowhere and comes and stands toe-to-toe with Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
It's just incredible. It's just an incredible performance by her. Don't be surprised, obviously, if Tom Hanks is nominated for Best Actor, but don't be surprised if Helena Zengel gets a Best Actress nomination whenever the Oscar nominations come out.
Oh, that would be exciting, wouldn't it? These young
kids,
exactly. When they get
it's
an
cool
award.
To see these people come out of nowhere and just blow everybody off the screen. It just, she's just a force of nature, this young girl.
All right. Well, I'm wanting to see this now. It's, and when you said Tom Hanks, I'm like, yes, but when you really get those extra fun surprises, it just makes it all that much more. Well, now I might be a fan of hers too. News of the World, theatrical release and video on demand. And then the other one, Wander, starring Aaron Eckhart and Tommy Lee Jones. And that is video on demand only.
Correct.
All right, Tim, where can we find more about you if we want to learn?
Great, Kelly. In directconversations.com. And you can always follow me on Twitter if you have any questions, at Tim Lammers Films.